So, how do you suggest that someone can balance the pursuit of happiness with positivity, while acknowledging, and accepting sadness, grief, stuff like that of this world, because it will happen. You will become sad. You will grieve somebody. But how can you balance happiness with that as well?
It is reported that one of the Salaf, one of the early Muslims, a righteous woman, she was seen smiling after she cut her finger. She cut her finger like bad. Or she may have cut it off entirely. And they said to her, how can you sort of like manage the pain? So it is reported that she said, حلاوة أجرها أنستني مرارة قطعها. That the sweetness of the reward caused me to forget. It sedated for me, like sedatives. It sedated for me the bitterness of it being cut. The Prophet ﷺ said, there is no Muslim that goes through nasab, which is fatigue, wala wasab, nor sickness, wala ham, nor any anxiety, concerns about the future, wala hazan, nor any sadness or grief, meaning about the past, except that Allah cleanses them of their misdeeds by that. Hatta shawkata yushakuha, even the prick of the thorn. You stub your toe, you bang your finger, sort of you chip your nail, whatever it's gonna be, except that Allah will expiate of your sins with it. The hadith ends by saying, وَلَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَاءُ بِالْعَبْدِ حَتَّى يَمْشِي عَلَى الْأَرْضِ وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئَةٌ. And afflictions, will continue adhering to the servant, like they're inseparable from you until you walk on this earth without a sin to atone. You can be sinless the way angels are sinless, simply by the things that you didn't even initiate getting forgiven for. Allah sent them your way to make sure you get rid of them. And that's not reward, that's just forgiveness. Then, if you anticipate the reward, because you need to be having intentions to be rewarded, then there's reward. So, you're actually getting all of this potentially within a single incident.
So is there other instances like this? Like, 'cause I already knew something like that, where it's like if you're injured or something like that, you have your sins forgiven. But is there any type of other instance where maybe it's not being injured or maybe it's not grieving, that you can also gain reward without even knowing, or being forgiven without even knowing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the scholars like Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he counts, and don't test me on this, 11 stations of forgiveness, like different ways Allah ensures your forgiveness in this world, and then different ways Allah ensures your forgiveness when you're beneath the earth in your grave, and then different ways you could be given a pass of forgiveness in the next world. Like 11 stations, like the odds are stacked in our favor in incredible ways, except someone bent on self-destruction.